Good morning, Unfiltered Family. Zane fell asleep on the podcast couch last night, so we decided to wake him up with today's episode. Here we go.
Good morning, it's coffee talk, baby. Wake up, rise and shine. Good morning, baby.
This is a joke, right?
No, this is dead ass. We're recording the podcast right now. Oh, hold on. I got you something. Baby, we've been up and at them. Guys, it is 6:45 right now. Come on, baby.
Is this for real right now?
This is where the intro starts. Ba-da-bop, ba-da-bop. Up, 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 up.
Okay, well, welcome back to...
Oh, my...
Oh, shit.
I said, good morning, baby. I got you a little coffee.
Well, go make me another one. He's... Quick, I need it.
He knocked his coffee off, and it spilled all over the floor.
Is that actually 6:45 in the morning?
Yes.
Also, I got you that damn coffee, you ungrateful bastard. I'm like, do you think I should get Zane something? I feel bad.
Are you in your underwears?
Yeah. You know, I don't like to wear any clothes when I sleep.
First pantsless podcast.
How are we feeling, baby?
I'm feeling good now. Now I gotta feel good.
Now you're feeling good?
I feel like that guy when he got interviewed after surfing. And then whoopa! Whoopa! And he came whoop woof!
That's what it was like when you just knocked the coffee off. Whoopa!
Whoopa, exactly.
You look confused.
Fuck, I am confused and I feel bad because this carpet is now ruined.
It's okay. Once you ruin one of Heath's carpets, but you kind of get over it. But you know what now?
It smells like coffee now, so.
Does it feel better? Like, are you awake?
No.
Oh, really? No. I woke up this morning and I was like, let's freaking do this. Yeah. I feel amazing right now.
I bet you, you guys probably had time to get up.
Brush your teeth.
Shower, you know, get a couple laughs out of the way, you know?
It started off as a joke, too.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, we wake up Zane and we do the podcast. And then we kind of just looked at each other.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, they are not kidding. It is 7:08.
This is the earliest he's ever been up.
I haven't been up this early for years.
Since school. Years.
Since preschool.
Maybe let's make a little new habit out of it.
Yeah.
All right, give us a riff, Zane.
Yeah, so what's been going on?
No. Give us a it's coffee talk.
Where's the coffee?
On the floor.
Pick it up.
You forgot.
Like a joke?
Yeah.
That.
Let me hear that.
Okay, wait, knock, knock.
No. Say, it's coffee time, baby.
A run. Is that the wrong word? A run.
I think, isn't a riff like a joke? Like, give us a little riff.
I was thinking like a riff off.
A riff?
A riff off.
Like Pitch Perfect.
What is happening?
That's a pitch off.
No, Pitch Perfect. There's a scene called the riff off, and they start like singing and battling.
Yeah, you know when they charge you more for something. Dude. It's a riff off.
My chest hurts.
Let me get his coffee. He needs his coffee.
No, I don't. I'm being dramatic.
It's coffee talk, no,
baby. Yeah.
It's coffee talker, baby. Yeah.
Whoa, so wow. Not too bad.
Speaking right, of Pitch Perfect, that was pretty Pitch Perfect.
All right. So what do you got going on for the rest of the day now that you're up at ass crack of dawn?
Well, I'm going on a flight somewhere exotic.
Oh.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. As you should. As you deserve.
A hot ass Florida.
Oh, it's exotic.
No,
right.
Nowhere nice.
To me, that's a tropical vacation.
Yeah, it's rainforest. To you. Yeah.
To you.
Yeah. Well, at least our heat wave has been warming you up. Literally,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ready for it.
And have you heard of the tornado that's happened in Miami?
No. I saw a bunch of water. Do you guys know what a water spout is?
Yes.
Tornado in the water.
Hold on.
Dude.
Oh, wait. Maybe it was a tornado in the water then.
It's like when you fill your sink and then you start draining it and it goes.
It's one of those water spinnies.
Because it was like near the beach.
The one in South Florida that just happened, it was a water spout that turned into a tornado. I thought it was the other way around.
Oh, my goodness.
What on earth? That's in Florida?
Talk about a joke, huh? They're like, no, we're just kidding. It turned into a fucking tornado.
I'm wondering if like it works the same as a hurricane where once it goes in the water, it gets stronger. Is that a thing?
I bet.
It's
fueling
so.
Itself. We know nothing about how any natural disasters work. I bet, right.
We have
right.
Meteorologist Mariah Amato weighing in. Bet. Yeah, bet.
There's a 30% chance that it's already raining.
Kenny said he could tell when it's about to rain.
Because of his knees.
It's true. My joints ache before a heavy rainfall.
We're laughing, cool. But he's serious. Hold on,
what? He's dead ass serious.
Yeah. Wait. When your ankles are what?
Knees.
Or your knees are knees? What?
I feel like it happened more in Florida because, you know, like the humidity and everything. I would just be able to tell whenever there was some barometric pressure changes because my knees would start aching a little bit. That's like a common thing. If you look it up, like people's joints hurting if you have like bad arthritis.
Well, don't say it's a common thing. Sounds, just let it be a superhero.
Yeah.
I'm basically one of the X-Men.
That's really funny.
It's kind of cool.
It is. Mr.
What would
Allen.
What would our weather names be?
Hmm.
Hurricane Heath.
Oh, that's a good one. I liked. Thank you, Bubba.
Give me one.
Hurricane Tortilla.
Hurricane Zane also sounds kind of good.
Jokes are coming in today.
Back
for me.
To you, yeah. Monsoon Mariah.
Monsoon. Mudslide Mariah.
Oh, god damn it. That was even better.
I think it starts with a K. Catastrophe with a K. Catastrophic Kenny.
As long as it sounds like it.
Ooh, Tsunami Zane.
Tsunami.
I was trying to make it sound like
Zane.
Tsunami Zane.
I like that.
You think anybody grows up and is like, I want to be a weatherman?
There's a science center by my house, and they had like a room that you go into, and you can like be a weatherman and see how it actually like works and stuff. So I did that.
Did they have that job in Wanadu City?
A weatherman?
Like, yeah.
I don't know.
Did they have anybody on camera? Like, was that a thing? Like, would you walk through the city, you'd see a TV that had a kid on it, like, reporting the news?
All I know about it was from the commercial. You know, Wanadu City.
Yeah.
Kids can do what they want to do. Right. Whoa. I never actually got to go. I don't think my parents cared enough about my career choices in life.
Clearly.
Look at me now.
I really wanted to be a dentist.
You hate the dentist.
I know. I think it's because of all the tools and shit. Like, it always interested me. Like, just everything they had to use always, like, as a kid, it was like, ooh.
What about a carpenter? Or
Jesus was a carpenter.
No. I didn't see enough carpenter work or carpenters in my life.
Zangos, what do they do? They do carpets?
You could work at a theater, a circus. Oh, that's prepared you for this podcast.
I should have done Wanadu City.
Hospital, movie studio, recording studio, courthouse, bakery, dentistry office. Wow. Zane. Public park, library, mine.
Mime?
Mine. Like you could
work in the mine.
Work in a quarry.
Oh, yeah, mining.
Okay. Archaeological site. Oh, yeah. Among other locations.
I know
about that
one.
Wow.
What a great idea.
If that was in 2020.
There's none open anymore.
A vlogging room.
Oh, my God. Why there actually would be, though. That's what's sad.
Yeah.
Why don't they have something like that, though? Because it did seem like really smart.
It is really smart.
Because we're brainwashing the kids, man. We don't want them to grow up and have any goals or anything.
We want to be YouTubers.
That would be in the new Wanadu City.
Instagram influencers. Imagine all these girls, little Instagram influencers. All right, honey, you're going to pose with this
product.
We're
going to do a photo shoot. Go ahead, sell the product.
Right. Yeah, it's like photography marketing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Make sure at the end you say swipe up.
Guys, pick a brand you want to promote. We have teeth whitening.
They're all like off-brand names. We're promoting Crust White Strips today.
So you have a little flight today you got to catch later.
Yeah. What about you? What you got going on?
Well, speaking of flying, we've had some problem with flies.
Oh, my God. That's
true.
Oh,
my God.
Well, give us some.
We massacred, no joke, 30 to 40 flies. In the house.
Well, that's because of my zapper.
Over the last couple days.
No, baby, before your zapper.
Oh, we were putting in the hard work.
Yeah, we were putting in the manual labor before we got here.
This hat has about 15 confirmed kills under its belt.
Yeah, very good.
Just saying.
And these hands, I've got about 17.
Weapons.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Like, apparently, a lot of people have been having issues with flies, even all across the U.S.
Yeah.
It's an infestation.
Yeah, and they're coming in the house with, I don't think through doors. They're coming in through vents and shit because the amount of flies that we all have in our houses, like, it makes no sense.
I don't understand it.
It smelled like death in there because it just smelled like electrocuted.
The burnt. It's like crisp.
Yeah.
I think they were all affected by the heat because they were all just gravitating towards the sliding glass door. And so they were all just chilling there. And then they
wouldn't
move.
They were like slowed down though.
Yeah.
They like couldn't fly like at a normal speed. They were like.
Just smacking them. Smack that bitch.
Dang.
Yeah.
Kenny,
13. Right. There was 13 of them.
We've been pretty good. I don't think I've had any in the last day. I think we sent a message.
Yeah, there hasn't been. There actually hasn't been. Any right?
No, and we've been so trained to like kill all of them and then have a bunch come back, that I was just ready for. I was ready for there to be more. I was ready for it to kill more with the fly zapper, because that was actually fun.
Yeah, you don't know what you have till it's gone, right?
Yeah, exactly. Until it flies away.
It's very satisfying just hearing the shock that of pop. The fly's bone snapping.
It looks really it.
Cooking.
It's a good one, but I think the have you seen the bug assault?
The bug assault? No.
Yeah, it's a gun that shoots salt at flies.
The fact that you're talking about shooting bugs with salt, you just said flies have bones. I don't know what's happening.
Well, baby, I'm 75% there. That's okay. Why. I'm almost aware.
And 100% incorrect. We got pretty comfortable over the last few days with the heat wave in the pool.
Yeah.
I don't even go in the pool because it's still so hot outside to me. Like when I'm outside of the pool, it's still like I can't breathe. It because the heat wave, the air is so thick.
Wait,
but
that makes sense.
No, well, to me, no.
But
okay, it feels like Florida outside right now. Like when you're in Florida,
so
and
why
you're
aren't
outside,
you swimming?
Go in the water
because I don't even want to be outside.
Oh,
so
you don't even
I'd
step outside.
Be, I'd
got
rather
it.
Be like in the AC. Like
oh,
in the pool,
got it. I thought
Florida.
You were like, well, I don't swim because it's so hot out. I was like, wait, what?
Sorry,
our AC has been broken. Mm-hmm. So it's been hotter inside than outside.
Oh, so you have to just be sitting in
so
the
yeah,
pool.
So yeah, our pool has been our saving grace.
And you have
who
a
the hell is Grace?
You were saving Grace? What was she drowning? You had girls over?
Not to mention the fact that you have a sauna in the back now.
My back house AC broke too.
Yeah.
It is fixed now. It is an igloo.
It is, air quotes, fixed now.
Yeah, so the thermostat broke, so I bypassed the thermostat, and now it's just running constantly, and you can't turn it on or off or set any temperature. It's just on.
It's super cold in there.
Freezing. Yeah. That's probably why I woke up this morning.
I love that.
Like, really cold.
Yeah. No, I love really cold.
Then go.
I keep my
lost.
I keep my house at, like,
beat
64.
It. Oh, yeah. Your house is so
it's
cold.
It's an ice ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but,
he would
love
it.
Zane's house is, like, uncomfortably cold.
Last time I heard someone say my house is uncomfortably cold was Carly, and that reminded me because Carly said that she doesn't like to come over because it's uncomfortably cold at my house. And now that you just said that, made me think like, oh my god, that's probably why. Like,
maybe we should think about guests and others.
Yeah, maybe think about other people.
Oh my god, that's why people don't want to come over my house. Yeah, that's right. That's why.
That's why all my roommates are gone. Gone all the time because
you haven't seen them in weeks.
Cold.
Was AC a privilege growing up? Is that why you like blast it all the time now?
No. It's just my body. It just gets really hot.
Because in my family, like AC was not a right. It was a privilege, and like it was never on.
Oh, so like you wanted AC?
I wanted.
My
yeah.
dad would freak out if we touched it.
Yeah.
Oh, I never touched
it.
No,
it didn't
it was
go
never
below
like
78 degrees.
Oh
when
no!
It,
no.
When
no.
it got over 80,
in
we would
Florida?
Kick it on. Yeah, kick it on to 80 to 78,
oh
and that was all we could have.
And your house would totally turn into a sauna because you have wood.
Oh,
everywhere.
My house is literally a log cabin in Florida.
Oh my god!
Wood everywhere, and it would just be like, "Mark, can we get a little bit?"
Your mom is setting up those coals that you have in a sauna, just putting water. On.
Right. There's like eucalyptus, like running.
Yeah, like essential oils.
Oh my god, it was bad.
I think I would rather it be cold inside a house than hot because I know most people like it a little colder.
Yeah.
Some people are just like weird with stuff like that though. Like David, when we drive around in his car,
his
Tesla,
fireplace is on in August.
That's true. His house is always hot. But his car, he doesn't put any air conditioning on. Windows up, and it's just this stagnant. He likes that feel of like that, like.
Suffocation.
Just like, yeah.
Still air.
Just yeah. No movement. Just very just like.
Oh no.
It makes me so uncomfortable.
It does feel like you're in other people's air too. It's like this like weird like.
Shared space.
Shared air.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Shared.
Shared.
Shared,
if you will.
Shared air.
It does feel
Shared,
like.
Shared, get
like,
in here.
Stop.
What
don't,
is that?
Don't get me started.
Is that a Hillary Duff movie? Here we
no.
go.
No.
It was Clueless. Come on. We just watched it.
Come on, get a clue. We act like we've been like actually active in the pool. We were in the same end of the pool for how long?
Literally an hour just sitting. Thinking of caption ideas.
Yeah.
I don't want to post pictures anymore because like I just don't want to think about a caption.
Yeah, fuck captions.
Why do we need to feel the need to come up with something funny in order to post a picture or something like... Right.
Maybe post funny pictures and maybe you don't have to have a funny caption like me.
Okay, maybe I'll just face tune every one of them, make it look like I have a fat ass.
Okay, you've done that too. You've done that. You've
one time to promote
share.
My merch.
Well, you see, you're using it to promote your merch. I use it just to promote my ass.
Oh. This big old fat ass.
I actually was inspired by Mariah a couple weeks ago when you gave me an idea for a little game we could play. So since all your friends work so hard on all their Instagram captions, I figured we could play a game where you guys try to see the caption
guess
and then
whose
guess
it is.
Whose caption it is.
The fact that you think easy. I pay attention to my friends' captions.
I know I know who my friends are.
Round one.
All right. I look like I've completely lost it. I would like to thank my hairdresser, my stylist, and my mental breaking point for making this possible.
Oh, Mariah's got a guess.
I already know it.
I know what it is, too.
Uh-oh.
This is somebody in our friend group.
Correct.
I know who it is. You know for sure?
Yeah, I know for sure.
I can make a guess, but it does, like...
On the count of three, let's all say it at the same time. One, two, three.
Scott.
Oh.
There it is.
Very
I do not remember
good.
That caption.
I don't remember that picture.
I don't remember that hair.
All right. Next one is, I thought I was the cutest one in the pic until I saw the little baby toes. Crying emoji, crying emoji.
I have no idea who this is.
I can guess.
I'm ready. You know who it is?
Yes.
What's your guess?
Zingos,
I know exactly who it is.
Todd.
Okay.
Todd vibes.
It gives Todd vibes. You have to pay attention to the emojis people use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Should we just see it?
Ready?
Yeah.
You're all wrong. It was Aaron.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
She looked good.
Oh, wow. Aaron has really funny captions.
I thought about Aaron too, but I was like, oh, she doesn't
that didn't
type like that. It didn't
Aaron
sound
captions.
Like her.
Yeah, it didn't sound like her at all.
Next one. We
That's
got
Mariah.
Pop. And
every caption is two words.
And you know what really helps is the capital P in that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
God, it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Mariah
is a pop and lock, and the P in the beginning is capitalized, which, you know,
Zane,
should be.
You look disgusting.
Stop shaming her for proper grammar. It's pop and lock.
The letter N.
Yours was the hardest to find because obviously every single one of yours is a pun. And so I couldn't put anything that was like spelled, like if you said mistake and spelled it like a steak dinner or something like that.
Yeah.
I couldn't put anything like that. So I'm like, I guess we'll go with this simple
pop
and
lock.
Maybe they won't get it, but everyone
got
it.
Wow.
It's Mariah.
Wow.
And from me.
September 30th, 2017.
Aww. We were so naive.
All right. We got the face of erectile dysfunction.
It's either Zane or Scott.
I'm going to guess Jason.
I'm going to say Todd.
That's a Todd humor.
Is
right
everyone
there.
Locking in their answers?
That's Todd humor.
Is everybody pop locking?
Popping and locking in their answers.
Yeah, let's go.
We have a winner, Zane. It was
yeah,
Jason.
Baby.
Wow. Oh wow.
Okay, this next one it says Corinna on her period, crying,
oh,
sad.
I know. Wait.
Todd.
I'll guess Todd too. Yeah.
Three for Todd.
Very good.
Trick question. It was Corinna.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Hold on.
She would put her name in her own caption.
I don't remember that picture.
Me neither.
I'm surprised none of you
Corinna
even.
Corinna posted herself crying?
It none
was
of
very
you even guessed that it could
do.
Have been her.
No,
all right.
Baby, you should post it.
Your sleep paralysis demon asking for a snack.
Yeah.
What?
Zane, you always talk about sleep paralysis demons.
It's either Carly
yeah,
or Zane.
Yeah, but this is like very Carly.
It's
yeah.
either Carly or Zane because you guys both had that sleep paralysis demon phase.
Phase.
It's
right.
Carly.
It's Carly. It is Carly.
Very good.
Look at her makeup in this picture. I love it. All right. Isn't my cousin so hot? New vid up. Link in bio.
Zane.
Me.
Zane.
Isn't my cousin? It's a girl. Because if a guy did it, that'd just be weird. I feel like
no. It because what?
In your friend
who
group?
Says new vid up link in bio? Which one of the girls say that? None of them. The guys do that. I think.
I have a feeling nope. It's me.
You have a feeling.
I think it's me. You're like you have a hot cousin.
I was gonna say in what context?
Isn't
with this?
My yeah? Isn't my cousin so hot?
I think it's either Corinna
No, Karina wouldn't say new vid up link in bio.
You've never, like, she's posted videos, though.
I'm on Karina's page, like, every day.
Scrolling back in 2015, you're like, ah, that's when she used to say
isn't my cousin so hot?
It kind of looks like Heath would say new vid up link in bio, just like that.
I me would too, also say, I would isn't too. My cousin so hot?
I'm going to say Karina.
I'm saying me.
You're right, it's you.
Oh, 2016.
It was real. Literally making, you were making fun. Fuck.
That's funny.
Yep, 2016. Ooh, I like this one. I found water on Mars. What's up, Matt Damon?
There's this picture that I posted a long time ago that looked like I was holding water on a planet.
Oh, that is Zane.
I'm gonna say
this is Zane.
That's
yeah.
so funny that you wouldn't remember. Like, you wouldn't be like, oh,
when I read that, I'm like, what the fuck was I saying? I don't, like, what does that even mean?
It's definitely Zane.
It's
Zane.
Me.
It's Jeff.
Oh.
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 Zane goes, I want it to be me.
2016.
2016 Jeff. Oh, praying for Zane's dignity. That could be any of us.
It's just all lowercase, but it just looks
Scott
like Matt.
It's Matt.
Yes.
Wow.
With Hedaya.
Hedaya.
Do you
have
any newer ones? I don't know anything past 2017.
No.
I'm living in the past.
Can I read this?
Sure.
No filter, many margaritas.
Natalie.
It's Natalie. Yeah.
She looks good in blue.
Yep. Strive for progress, not perfection.
Oh, God.
Strive for progress, not perfection. Fuck, it's obviously a joke.
I know. I think it's a joke, too.
Oh.
Maybe. Is that Zane?
I'm going to say me.
And I bet it's like one of his Facetune pictures with like a Zane. Tiny waist.
Probably.
It's Zane.
That's exactly what it is.
I put that right after the Natalie one on purpose because they both sound like they sound from similar perspectives.
Right. Yeah. Very good.
All right. Last round. Right after this, I got lost for 7 hours.
David.
Either David or Todd.
I'm going David.
It's David at Coachella. David.
Nice.
Wow. Yep.
We'd like to thank a couple of today's sponsors, starting with my favorite, Liquid IV,
baby. It keeps him hydrated and back on his feet.
Yep. Talk about ways you could stay hydrated throughout the day. Do you have a favorite water bottle? Do you have any interesting habits to remind yourself to drink water? Believe it or not, dehydration occurs daily in 3 out of 4 people with Liquid IV.
Mm-hmm.
You have the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Each serving helps you get as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. And I attest to that because I like to drink it every time before I start drinking alcohol.
It's my little treat. Mariah knows because I'll be like, I'm dehydrated. She's like, you're not dehydrated. Because I just, like, it tastes so good.
Yeah.
And it's, like, good for you. So it's just like, why not?
Exactly.
I'm addicted.
The other night, we drank, like, 2 bottles each. And we're like, okay, this stuff really does work.
And I will say that my favorite flavor is the acai.
Ooh, yeah, that is good.
That one hit different.
Yeah, and then before my night out, I drink a little acai. Get a little power boost. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Liquid IV actually contains 5 essential vitamins. It has more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana.
What makes Liquid IV so effective? CTT, baby, cellular transport technology. The optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium delivers water and nutrients into the bloodstream.
And to top it off, Liquid IV is donating 3.7 million servings in response to COVID-19. Products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military members.
Correct. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco and Target, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code unfiltered at checkout.
Again, that's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code unfiltered at liquidiv.com.
Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com. Promo code unfiltered.
And for our next sponsor, we want to give a big thank you to DoorDash. DoorDash always has our back when we're looking to get a nice meal delivered directly to our door.
Between never-ending laundry cycles and incoming emails, you've got plenty on your to-do list. Give yourself one less thing to worry about and let DoorDash take care of your next meal.
DoorDash is the app that brings you the food you're craving right now, right to your door.
With over 300,000 partners in the U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can support your local go-tos or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Chipotle, Wendy's, and the Cheesecake Factory, my favorite.
Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local restaurant, and the food will be left at your door.
DoorDash deliveries are now contactless to keep communities we operate in safe.
Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and use code UNFILTERED.
That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code unfiltered.
Don't forget, that's code unfiltered for $5 off when you download the DoorDash app.
And for our next sponsor, we'd like to give a big thank you to Earnest. Now's the time to get your student loan payments under control. You could be saving by refinancing your student loans with Earnest.
If you've been making the same monthly payment on your student loans for the last couple of years, odds are you could reduce your payment and save by refinancing with Earnest.
Checking your new rate is fast and easy. To start, complete a few questions online. It only takes 2 minutes. Then you'll get your personalized rate estimate without affecting your credit score.
Plus, there's no origination fee or any other fees.
The internet loves Earnest customer service. They're rated 9.4 out of 10 on Trustpilot.
So quit paying so much on your student loans. Let Earnest help you out and refinance with them. And now you can get $100 cash bonus when you refinance a student loan with Earnest.com/unfiltered.
Once again, you get $100 cash bonus when you refinance your student loan on at Earnest.com/unfiltered. Not available in all states.
Visit Earnest.com/unfiltered for more details. Terms and conditions apply.
Earnest student loan refinance loans are made by Earnest Operations LLC, NMLS number 1204917. California Financing Law License number 605-4788.
Address 303 2nd Street, Suite 401N, San Francisco, California 94107.
Visit earnest.com/licenses for a full list of licensed states.
I was gonna ask you, what was that? There was a documentary that you were like raving about.
Oh yeah.
What was that?
A couple nights ago, I was watching this Netflix docuseries. It was called Inside the Toughest Prisons.
I'm scrolled by that.
I watched like a couple episodes. It's crazy the way they run prison systems outside of this country. Like, they literally have people living in like trash and like waste, like no cells, no beds. Right. Like, we're watching this certain one, and people were literally digging through trash so they can find food to sell to other inmates.
That's wild.
And also, like, these prisons, if you get accused for something, whether you're there or not, like, or someone says you did something and the cops take you, throw you in prison, you're in prison for 3 to 4 years before you even get a trial to see if you're innocent or guilty.
Oh.
And then there was another episode where they're showing a prison system in Norway. And it was like the most beautiful fucking prison. It was
really?
Like, they...
I can imagine it's like on top of like a glacier or something.
Well, no. It looked more like a really high end like mental facility.
It looks like a college dorm.
Like, yeah,
they treat you with utmost respect in there. You know,
that's bigger than an LA apartment.
That looks like a nice hospital.
The flight Zane's getting on is to Norway. He's like, I'm gonna get arrested.
No, but I mean, it makes sense though, because I mean,
it's like a correctional institute. Right. It's literally, they're trying to correct a problem. They're not just putting them there to like forget about them.
But at the same time, I'm like, there's some shit that people do that I don't think they should even be able to live.
Right. Well, how do you judge that?
Yeah. I mean, that's understandable.
Did you grow up, like, what was your thoughts on prison and just everything, like being a kid, like having DARE and like having cops come into class and like talk about jail?
I always thought jail was like how they show it in cartoons. Like, when I was a kid, when I was like in fifth grade and like they came to my school, I just, in my head, jail was always like,
like Tom and Jerry.
Like, right? the typical, the cell bars, like sliding
with like the
then,
keys on a big ring.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny.
We went on a field trip to like see a jail. Did you do one of those?
That's cool. I've always wanted to see inside. Mm-hmm.
We got to see like a cell and stuff like that. It's exactly what I thought it would look like. I'm sure like different places like look different. But it was like just the bars. You get like this bed and a metal toilet. And it's like, I was just like, oh. But I didn't realize there's like a gym. There's like a courtyard. I didn't know. I don't know what I thought it was. You know, like the longest yard?
Mm-hmm.
I like pictured that.
I remember though, like hearing about it. And in my head, like being a child, I thought it was something that could just randomly happen. And it was like my biggest fear that I would go to jail. I don't know why. I was just always terrified of it. Because I thought it wasn't like... I thought it was like really like common, and it was just like, it could happen to me.
I think because also maybe our parents, just it was just a quick answer to be like, you're going to go to jail if you do that. Like turning on the light in the car. No, we'll go to jail. You know, little things like that. I think it was just a quick like, don't do that because this is going to like, just like, you could go to jail for that.
I remember like crying, thinking about the possibility of me going to jail.
Meanwhile, we're smoking cigarettes when we're 16 at Sawgrass Mall.
He's like, yeah, I got over that pretty quick.
In Pennsylvania, we have the Eastern State Penitentiary in Philadelphia.
Is it made into a museum now? Or it's still like a facility?
Yeah, it's made into a museum. It's not a facility. No.
Opened in 1829. It says it was once the most famous and expensive prison in the world.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But today stands in ruin.
Al Capone was in the Eastern State Penitentiary. So they have his cell on like display and they like kept it as is.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
8 months there.
Mariah walks by every time.
It's really crazy to go there.
It says
it's
haunted. His time was spent in relative luxury. It says it was at one point.
Yeah, he had like the biggest cell.
Oh,
like,
drug lords and cartels, they live good in prison when they were taken.
You know who had it the best though?
Who?
Pablo Escobar.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Isn't it crazy that currency is flowing through prison systems? Like people can get money and then you pay money to other prisoners for items, but like how the fuck is money getting through there? You know what I mean?
And like you could like buy cigarettes and where are you getting cigarettes?
And can't you like buy shit off cops too?
Yeah.
I don't understand that whole like system. Like, oh,
it's
yeah,
like
we,
a little monopoly.
Like when
in
they
there.
Make their own. Oh, I had to make my own alcohol. I had like what tools do you have? Like, I don't understand how that works.
Toilet wine. Have you guys seen Empire? No.
No.
It's insane. Like the amount of like transactions that take place from the outside to the inside. Like people have moles on the inside of prisons. It's insane. Like that they pass money back and forth. If someone's in jail, that's like a part of a gang that someone wants
that's
dead.
So
they can pay someone off to like kill them in jail. It's crazy. I know that's not like an exact true story, but people have commented on it and saying that, yeah, that's how the system is. It's just like really sneaky. And
like people that have cell phones. That
oh,
is
have
crazy.
You seen, have you seen prison TikToks?
Yes.
You haven't hit that on your For You page yet?
No.
Prison TikToks. There's TikToks that were filmed in prison. Like
now that doesn't seem like the
like prisoners doing like the popular dances in their orange jumpsuit, like in their cell.
What?
And it looks like it's filmed on like an Android. There was like three inmates that I found their video because they used my sound. Like they're in their like cell like doing the dance, but the bottom like the music says Mariah Motto original sound.
Really?
Yeah, it's so bizarre. That's how I found it.
Mariah goes on a prison tour.
So weird.
Performs for all her fans.
I'm here to meet my fans.
She just watched it.
We just watched a kind of gangbuster movie too.
What was it called again? Tax Collector.
Tax Collector.
Oh, I heard the movie was awful.
You
the
heard
the trailer looked really bad. I was like, I could not watch that.
I am so confused because the reason I watched it, Shia LaBeouf got his entire body tattooed for this role.
Yeah, that's fucking nuts.
Got Creeper written across his stomach.
Wait, actually tattooed?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know what tattoos he got. He got
what?
Creeper.
His name in the movie is Creeper.
I've never even heard of this movie.
And it's got like just crazy chest piece, his stomach.
Real?
Here, pull up.
Yeah.
He really got this tattooed.
I had no expectations of the
Creeper.
Movie. I haven't even seen the trailer, but the fact that he got it tattooed for this movie, I was like, oh, this is going to be some like Shia LaBeouf epic type of tale. Like,
he gets this tattoo and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be some important thing.
Right.
Watch the entire movie. He never has his shirt off.
What?
There's one scene
for literally, I'm not joking, like a second where his shirt is off.
And it's not even like, they don't even make a moment out of it.
I was so confused because I was like, this has to be so important because of the way they were hyping
well,
it up.
Here's the thing. Taking Shia's side real quick, he probably did think it was going to be a really important, probably a really life-changing movie for him. No, I just, maybe when he read, I'm saying when he read the script, he probably thought it was very good at the time and was like, and thought that this movie was going to be like a very big turning point in his life. It was going to be a really good movie, but it ended up not being a good movie.
I agree, because so, I kind of compared it to Suicide Squad, how Jared Leto thought he was going to be like a focal point in this movie, and it was just going to be this huge movie for him.
And he's kind of like a side character that comes in every once in a while.
Right. He's just kind of like, oh my God, this is the Joker. This is my role as the Joker. That's like an iconic character. I'm really going to start method acting and doing all this crazy shit. I feel like maybe that's what Shia was kind of trying to do with this, but I don't know how much of what they recorded made it to the final cut.
I feel bad even talking bad about his movie because I really love him. Like,
no, he's incredible.
He's like one of my favorite actors.
He was good in the movie. I mean,
yeah, he did a phenomenal job. And I'm not one to bash movies because I'm not a movie critic. I like movies that people think suck. But it was just like, it looked like the director watched a bunch of movies and was like, oh, that was a pretty cool thing they did. Let me try to recreate that. Yeah. Like, no, imagine like you're doing like Vine quick cut like type things, and then you're like, oh, I saw this thing from The Matrix, let me try to do that. Oh, but then I saw this, and it was just like, it looked totally different throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
And it was just like, it was interesting.
There was just like no set cinematography style. It was just kind of all over the place. Some scenes were like fast paced, others were like slow-mo.
Our podcast.
Some had mood lighting.
Isn't it funny to think that when like 3D movies came out, they really thought like, this is going to be it.
This is the future.
We all thought this was going to be it.
That was 3D movies.
Do they still make those?
They make like 4D now, right?
No, they don't make movies like that anymore. Not now.
It's not the traditional like red and blue 3D.
Right. I think maybe like a kids movie every like 10 years would come out.
Well, don't they have like the IMAX theaters experience that are like,
yeah. But I just don't think they make them anymore. When's the last time you saw a 3D movie come out?
I mean, they're all kids movies.
Yeah.
But I mean, they didn't used to be.
Well, they did Terminator 3D. Do you remember that?
Oh my God, they did?
Terminator 3.
D.
Remember Final Destination 3? D?
They did that? I remember that.
Oh my gosh, yes. Where all the disasters would come.
That was a time where just every movie was, they made a regular version and a 3D version.
And then everybody's sitting there, I can touch it. It's like,
they'd have little like machines in the seats where spray water at you when there's like a scene where
you could smell popcorn if like a character's eating popcorn.
Ooh, smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision.
The Final Destination. Yeah, that was in 2009. That was 11 years ago.
Wow. This shit always gave me a headache. I didn't
like it. I never liked the 3D.
But remember when they used to do like epic kind of crazy movies in, like, wasn't Avatar? Wasn't Avatar one of the ones that
wasn't
was in, like,
it wasn't 3D. It was more
that high def.
High def, yeah.
The budget was $1 billion.
For
what
the new one or
earth?
The first one?
The second one.
Billion?
The second one's $1
billion.
Holy shit.
Wait, like, can that even be accurate?
Wow.
I need to see the receipts.
Can you search? What do you think the highest movie?
What do you think the number one spot is currently? Like, how much money do you think?
I think like 600. That's my
I'd say 500.
Guess. I'm looking at this list. I don't know how accurate it is, but it says that Avatar's number 22 and the budget was $237 million.
Okay.
That's number 22.
That's why I'm like, is a $1 billion budget really accurate?
I don't know.
Number one is Avengers Endgame.
Wow.
With $400 million.
What? That's a lot of money.
That's what it is. Avatar starts production today on 4 consecutive sequels over $1 billion budget. That's what it is.
Wow.
So they've committed to making 4 sequels and the overall budget is going to be $1 billion.
4 sequels? Wow. So Avatar 2, Avatar 3, Avatar 4, and Avatar 5.
That's what it sounds
That's
like.
That's a big commitment.
This article is from 2017.
Damn, maybe they've been working on it this whole time. You never know.
They
a
must
billion
though.
Dollar budget, you're probably right.
That's insane.
That ain't even close to what you spent on your 200. Titanic made $3.3 billion.
Wow.
After spending 200.
Adjusted for an inflation.
Do actors get more money if the movie does better? Like, how does that work?
I feel like there's...
I don't think so unless they tied something into their contract with like a percentage.
Do actors get a flat rate for like a show or do they get money every time it's like on TV?
They get their episode rate.
Yeah.
And then like a residual...
It all depends.
Yeah, it depends on the contract you sign.
Yeah. Like, I know for voiceover, it's different. I didn't know that on-camera actors get residuals, too, every time that their show
is aired.
Like,
the people in Friends are just making so
much
money.
That's what I'm thinking.
Josh and Drake and Josh, I think he said he never got, like, he never got royal residuals from
Oh, wow.
And they fucking re-aired Drake and Josh.
Oh, my gosh.
They still are.
They still do it, yeah.
fucking
But that's
much.
Because it comes from a production place of Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon knows how to argue their contracts, and Nickelodeon knows that basically whatever they do, it's going to have a big, like, following, I feel. Yeah. So they're not going to offer that up on a silver platter to anyone. They're not going to be like, oh, yeah, if we air this a million times, because they know they're going to air it, like, a million times.
Yeah.
So it's better to just be, like, offer them more money up front so that they don't have to keep on paying them over the years, over the years, over the years.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they don't do, like Disney shows anymore. Like they don't show Hannah Montana anymore. They should
go back and watch them. They're still like hit. Good.
Yeah. They don't make, I mean, even cartoons like aren't as good as they used to be.
Yeah. Nothing. Is I know. Good. Only SpongeBob.
Woo.
SpongeBob.
Don't get them started. Please.
Is the North Star of animation.
Beep boop.
Ahoy, matey.
So good.
Oh, they're filming season two of The Morning Show, by the way.
I haven't seen season one.
Gotta get on that.
I haven't seen season one.
I have such a problem with, like I want to see The Morning Show so bad, but I can't sit down and freaking watch. It's the one with Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell and all those people.
We're in a morning show right now.
I'm just saying, I don't have patience to sit down and watch stuff.
I hope I get the glow from the morning sun on this side.
Yeah, we should open the curtains.
I feel like...
You want me to open it?
No, we're good.
He's not ready.
I'm not ready.
And speaking of production budget, Zane and I are excited to announce that...
Our engagement.
season two
Baby,
is coming
so
up.
Much.
I love you too. Season two is coming up. I know we've joked about being in it or being in whatever season we're in. It's still season one. But season two is going to start after our 50th episode.
So the 51st episode.
Is going to be... The official season two, and we have a lot of stuff that we're changing.
Yeah, we have a lot.
We have a lot on our hand.
Yeah,
but it's gonna be. Really
it might be
exciting.
Too much. I don't know if we're gonna be able to handle it, but we're gonna do our best.
I know, but we're super excited, and we think you guys are gonna really love everything that we're gonna be doing.
Yeah, and you might get a little different feel of this
hey,
entire.
Oh,
stop. Okay, I'll stop.
Could you imagine?
I'll stop talking.
Everyone just hates all the changes. Everyone just thinks they're like, ugh. Did you hire an interior decorator? Did you see what happened to Gigi Hadid when she showed her apartment?
No.
No, what happened?
She got roasted online.
Why? Is it an ugly apartment?
Everyone hated it. It's pretty...
Right. People are so
but
mean.
Honestly, though, some of the tweets were kind of funny.
That whole fan base, I feel like Gigi Hadid probably has the same fan base.
That's
as like the,
sick.
Yeah, okay. That's a cool looking spot.
Yeah,
that's actually really sick.
This is one
oh
picture.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. It's just a lot. It's like a lot of prints on prints right. and clashing. She has like a weird like window for pastas that are different colors or
that,
something.
Right. Like,
that would be
I
love it. I need the macaroni in a drawer.
But people online were just like ripping her apart. They were just, they.
It looks like the one I designed on Animal Crossing when I was nine.
I spy.
Look at that. Gigi Hadid's entire house has the same vibe as this. The I spy ones.
That's so funny.
Okay, that's funny. You can't tell me that's
like,
not
that's
funny.
That's cool. I'm like confused. That's so cool.
We literally
that
have
looks
that
like
yeah, that looks like our it's identical to our house. I'm like, I don't know, I like it.
Oh my
like,
god, look at that giant pen.
Yeah, like what people are like, why is the giant pen there?
It's very interesting,
it's very
that's for
loud.
Sure.
Yeah.
There was a tailgate to an old Chevy truck. That's cool.
That literally looks like some that's like a bed Heath would get to.
I like that bathroom.
Oh, wow, that's
bathroom's
pretty.
Very nice.
Yo, let people hate. Art is art.
Ugh, I don't like that. Do you
Kenny,
see
what'd you say problem?
Problem pattern.
Problem.
Look at her, like, I know Heath probably likes this
the leather.
Look at that leather.
That shit looks scratched up and ooh.
At least it's different. At least it's
yeah,
not
I,
like.
I mean, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I want to see some of the tweets, though, that people were saying because they were just ripping it apart. Looks like the world's most gentrified dive bar bathroom.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like.
I know. I mean,
I
like
fun.
It. I just, I like seeing jokes about it.
Right, right.
But I do like it. It's
imagine
it's,
the Instagram pictures. Hell yeah.
That's a different picture every time.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about being vibe. Gigi Hadid's friend and getting drunk with her and making her play, we're small and this is a regular pen with me.
Where do you even get that pen?
I know.
Oh, look at this. Yeah. Someone says, three skis. I hate this so much.
Hold on.
That's funny.
Three skis. Wait, Heath, you have the
you have
skis.
Those skis.
I have two of them, though.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Imagine playing I Spy with this bitch.
Oh, my God. Gigi Hadid used the Sims House Party Expansion Pack to decorate her apartment. Gigi Hadid's apartment has the same vibe as an Applebee's or a TGI Friday. Let her live. That's what people start tweeting when we redo the set.
I'm curious if she picked everything out or just paid a designer and was like, make it funky.
It says Gigi Hadid says that she spent all of last year redesigning her $5.8 million New York City apartment.
$5.8 million.
Wow.
It's in Manhattan's NoHo neighborhood.
That makes more sense to be in Manhattan than here.
Kind of cool. It's kind of fun.
I like it. Yeah, it's fun.
We're going to do the remainder of our episodes, and then we're going to take a week off to get it all looking ready to go. And then when we return... It is going to be... Oh, Zane's ready for bed.
I'm starting to doze off right now.
Uh-oh.
So that's coming soon, guys. So hang in there. We're really excited. And then gaming...
Yeah, we got to get that. We're still waiting on everything to set it up. So we will keep you updated on that. We're really excited about that. Kenny set up a little, like, what is it, a phone line?
It's a little call-in feature that we're going to be including in the podcast pretty soon.
Yeah, we can start that next... When do you want to start that?
Today, right now.
Call in today.
Yeah, so basically, we're going to get a number that will not belong to anyone specifically, but you guys will be able to call in and ask a question, potentially be featured on a future episode. We're just working right now, I think, on kind of the template of how we want to... like structure each of the questions so that, you know, they don't get too long. We can kind of include them in the podcast. But it's going to be pretty cool. I think it's going to work out pretty well. And we'll try to pepper in some questions because I get a lot of questions in the emails.
Perfect. Right. So we'll tell them how they can do that next episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we'll have the structure by next episode.
Perfect. Okay. That's exciting.
Were you comfortable on the couch?
No, I couldn't sleep.
We literally have three guest beds. And he sleeps on the couch every time.
I know.
I think you've hit every room.
There's something about couches. And my back always hurts the next day. My neck always fucks up. But there's something about couches that I like to just...
I don't know. He likes to spice things up. But all right, guys. That is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for watching and listening as always. The audio comes out every single Monday. And the video is on YouTube at Zane and Heath.
On Tuesdays. YouTube.com/Zane and Heath.
Mm-hmm. So make sure to check it out.
Make sure to get our merch at fanjoy.co/Zane and Heath. We have a very limited stuff left because all you fuckers took them already. You guys bought it all already. But so there's only pink and black left, but you can buy it there.
We'll see you in a week. Love you guys.
Right, we love you so much, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.